it's the Matt McNeil Show, except it's not Matt McNeil, and it's Alan Miller. Happy to be back with you. As I walked into the studio today, somebody said to me, where you been the last 6 months? Well, let me tell you, I spent more time than anybody ever wants to spend at the Mayo Clinic. It was really, really interesting. Those people are marvelous. We are so lucky to have such a facility available to us here. And you've seen people take an engine apart and put it back together again. Well, that's what they did with me, piece by piece, and put it back together again. And apparently, they put it back a little bit better than it was before. So I am really happy to be back with you on AM 950. The progressive voice of Minnesota, the only progressive radio voice in Minnesota. And I have so much to talk about since I've been last on, for Matt or otherwise. And you can call in, please, 952-946-6205, and we can be brought up to date. For instance, since I last was on, substituting, I think, for Matt at that time, Donald Trump has had 5,200 new lies. And that in and of itself is something. But again, 952-946-6205. Alan Miller sitting in for Matt McNeil today. And happy, happy not only to be alive, but to be back with you. And of course, my security blanket is at the controls, Brett Johnson, and without him, I'm nothing. With him, I'm not so much. But notwithstanding that, what can we talk about? Should we talk about the State of the Union? The State of the Union is abysmal, and it's going to get better. Nancy Pelosi has guts and backbone and strength that Donald Trump doesn't have and never had. Nancy Pelosi is someone who's not afraid to stand up to Trump. And certainly, we have seen that with the news on State of the Union, which just came through today. Again, he thought he's just going to walk in there into the House chamber and give the State of the Union. And she said, no, no. Not while this shutdown is still going on, and we are now in, embarrassingly, day 33 of a government shutdown. Should there be a shutdown? There should not be a shutdown. The truth about Trump and his wall, and he's fixated on a wall. By the way, there's a great, great cover on this week's New Yorker magazine, which shows Trump actually putting himself inside the wall and brick by brick, bricking it up from the inside with the barbed wire on top. And, oh, that would be appropriate. But in any event, Pelosi told him today, State of the Union, forget about it in the House chamber. Let's get rid of the government shutdown. Now, the interesting thing to me as I've been watching this over the last few months is Trump had the House. Trump had the Senate. Trump is in the executive. For 2 years, the wall was not the prime consideration. To 2 years, the wall was not the crisis. And suddenly, when the Democrats control the House of Representatives, and they don't just control it, I mean, they've got it by 40 votes. It was an overwhelming sweep. And we really enjoyed it. It's one of the things that buoyed my recovery, and certainly did. Again, 952-946-6205. Call and let's chat and let's argue and let's, I am known as the curmudgeon, so I'm ready to do curmudgeon-y things with you. And where were we? We were at the State of the Union. We were at the wall. The wall, which is really a false, we need security, yes, but it's a false Trumpism that everything has to revolve around the wall. everything does not have to revolve. We need security, but the wall is such as the wall of China. That's what they were doing hundreds of years ago, eons ago. We have drones now. We have sophisticated all sorts of intelligence material that can really, really pick up intruders much faster than the wall can. And the wall, as we can see from what is up, and it is up in a couple of hundred miles of wall, it can be breached. It's difficult to breach somebody who has you on radar. It's difficult to breach a drone that's over your head. So in any event, Trump tries to blame this entire thing on the Democrats. Here's what he said today about the State of the Union. It's really a shame what's happening with the Democrats. No, it's really a shame what's happening with the executive branch of our government, which is embarrassing, which is at best the worst government that we have ever had. It's really embarrassing that a person like Mitch McConnell really, really has become a toady for the president. It won't even bring anything up if he thinks the president will vote against it. Maybe tomorrow, maybe tomorrow, we're going to see some change in that. But at the moment, it's been McConnell really manipulating and manipulating. I just got louder. And there's all sorts of people working in the control room, and I guess they thought I had to be louder. So so be it. Anyhow, Alan Miller is with you here, 952-946-6205, and we're actually getting somebody calling in, and let's go, let's do battle, let's talk about the issues of the day. We have a World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, going on. Are we participating? No, no, we're not participating. Why? Because Trump didn't go there. Why? Because he can't deal on an equal footing with other world leaders. And we have a call coming in from, I think it's Mark, he wants to talk about, well, what does he want to talk about? The wall of whatever. Mark, you're on the air. I hope you're on the air. We lost Mark. Wait, Mark is back. Mark, go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, Alan. It's a pleasure to hear your voice on air again. I love it when you're on.
Why, thank you. And send a letter in to management here and beg them to have me more often.
I will let them know that, definitely. About Mr. Trump's wall, I think we all need to realize that the gentleman needs to facilitate his memory long after he has passed. And I think that is the only reason why he continues to push for this wall. He needs it to have it be his monument, his lasting legacy, so to speak, that will be with us for the end of time. The problem with having something of this nature, this type of symbolism, is the racist nature, the fact that a wall will not stop anyone who wants to come in to this country illegally or otherwise.
Well, let's face it, he's talking about...
I firmly believe in immigration.
He's talking about drugs, and he's talking about crime. The fact of the matter is, 90% of the drugs that come in illegally come in through the ports of entry. They come in smuggled in very clever ways. I saw a photo of a truck that was full of bananas. The problem was a few of the bananas were plastic and they had cocaine inside. I mean, there are so many ways that they can smuggle drugs into the country. The fact of the matter is that they have sophisticated tunnels. Tunnels with railroad tracks, tunnels under everything, tunnels with electric lighting that come up inside, you know, inside the country. So the wall, yes, it's a symbol, and maybe the wall will be here when Trump is gone. And if that was the case, I would hope it gets built tomorrow and that he's gone the following day. But
the other thing, as far as the immigrants who are coming here, I'm a firm believer in what is written on the Statue of Liberty, and I wish a lot of the right-wing conservatives who believe that immigration is a this terrible thing, I wish they would read the Colossus, the new Colossus, which is imprinted on the Statue of Liberty, and take those words to heart, because unless you are an indigenous First Nation person, we are all immigrants.
We are all immigrants. And one of the funny things is in this confrontation that was in Washington the other day, I heard somebody telling the Native American, go back where you came from. And I'm saying to myself, wait a second. And his response was really good. He said, why don't you go back to Europe where you came from? The fact of the matter is, a lot of the immigration hysteria, and I think it's really fueled by Stephen Miller, and I hate the fact that he has that last name. I disclaim him as related to me in any way, shape, manner, or form. People are afraid that America is not going to be the white America that they grew up in. Well, you know what?
Exactly.
That's what made America great. The fact that we are not. 50 years from now, it's not going to be the white America that we grew up in. And good for us if that's the case. Yep. Let's bring in Asians. Let's bring in people of color. Let's bring in people from South America. These are the people who make America great. These are the people who innovate. These are the people who, in many cases, do the jobs that Americans won't do. And I really want to thank you for calling in. Mark, you're right on point. Thanks so much. We have Tony calling in from Edina. Tony, you're on.
Alan, welcome back.
Thank you.
Good to hear that you're healthy and the New Year is treating you well.
New Year has been wonderful.
Great.
No, go ahead.
I just wanted to bring up a point dealing in the larger picture. I mean, you were right on the money talking about how Trump and the Republicans had 2 years to basically push through whatever legislation they wanted to. And ultimately, this is the new way that Republicans are going to legislate. Their group of voters is a shrinking minority every single year. And basically, they know that the policies that they're trying to put through aren't popular. So even within their own party, if they brought border wall legislation to the floor, Mitch McConnell was nervous that it wouldn't pass within his own party. And this goes all the way back to the debt ceiling being raised and everything. Is they basically hold the country hostage in things that need to be done. The government needs to be funded. So they won't fund the government unless they get this small little piece of red meat legislation for their tiny base and try to wrap it into this grander scheme that needs to happen in order for our economy and our country to operate.
And the good news is that Trump...
We won't raise the debt ceiling unless you do X, Y, Z, which a tiny part of our base wants.
The debt ceiling, which is really a phony... We're actually $1 trillion more in debt today than we were when Trump took over, talking about fiscal management. But the fact of the matter is that they will make issues that are non-issues for the attention rather than legislate on the things we desperately need, the infrastructure, pharmaceuticals, and Trump said something today about pharmaceuticals. The fact of the matter is, I don't know what he has done, but it's ludicrous. We talk about me being not here. There's a medication that I had to get as a result of what I went through last year, and the copay here was $460 for 30 days. Well, you know what? I got it in Canada for the same price, except that it lasts for 8 months. And Tony, I don't know if you can hang with us over the commercial break, but we have to break for a commercial now. And Brad, who've been very patient from Robbinsdale, we'll talk about the wall as soon as we come back. But listen to our sponsors and, again, patronize our sponsors. We'll be back with you in a few minutes.
Hi, this is Charlie. Dad, do I have to say this next line?
Do you want to sleep inside tonight?
My dad is beloved, world-famous radio broadcaster Matt McNeil.
Perfect!
Anyway, my mom and dad want me safe when I'm driving in winter weather. That's why the vehicle they trust is the Toyota Sienna, and the dealership they trust is Rudy Luther Toyota. They keep me safe.
With my son driving this winter, I trust Rudy Luther, and you can too. Stop in today and become a Rudy Luther Toyota family. The southeast corner of 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Crazy about pets? We are too. The Pet Connection Show is a great venue for fun, informative, and creative conversations about pets. Join myself, Kathy Menard, and Dr. Nicole Perol, along with guests who are leaders in the dynamic and growing pet industry, as we discuss healthcare, relationships, behaviors, and even political issues as they relate to our pets. So come, sit, stay for the Pet Connection Show, Sundays 11 a.m. to noon on AM 950 Radio, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Finding the best foods the Twin Cities has to offer is easy with EatLocalMinnesota.com. Offering the top local and independently owned restaurants, EatLocalMinnesota.com has everything from burger joints to cocktails and fine dining. It's Greek to Me has been a family-owned Lynn Lake landmark since 1982. Under new ownership, the Janakis Karras family offers classically inspired modern Greek cuisine in a sublime space with gracious hospitality. Be sure to visit their charming bar and explore wines and specialty drinks from Greece. Find It's Greek to Me at 626 West Lake Street in Minneapolis or at itsgreektomemn.com. Crooner's Lounge and Supper Club invites you to check out their beautiful facilities for your next special occasion. Book your wedding reception, retirement party, business dinner, or other special event with confidence, knowing their expert staff and award-winning chef will make it a big hit with your guests. Call today to get a quote, 763-571-9020.
The number one source of the Twin Cities gay scene is all digital. Follow Twin Cities Gay Scene on Facebook and Twitter. Sign up for the Scene Shot email blast for weekly updates and chances to win great prizes. No app is needed to view the bi-weekly web editions of Scene. It's GLBTQ media for the mobile generation. Find it all at TwinCitiesGayScene.com. That's TwinCitiesGayScene.com.
Tom Hartman here for All Energy Solar. One of the myths about solar is that you save more if you wait, but waiting to switch can actually cost you more. While tax rebates make solar affordable, those rebates are often limited and decrease over time. So when you wait, you risk losing some of the incentives that make solar so easy to afford today. And besides, the sooner you get your All Energy Solar system, the sooner you reduce or even eliminate that high electricity bill. Make the switch today at allenergysolar.com.
And we're back on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. 952-946-6205. Tony, I appreciate the fact that you waited during the break. And Brad, we will get to you in Robbinsdale in a few moments. This is the reconstituted Alan Miller. All parts seem to be functioning. And I'm happy to be back with you. Tony, where were we?
Yeah, thanks for letting me hold over here. I just wanted to hammer away at this point, which is really that I appreciate that the Democrats are holding firm on this, because basically what happens is if they give in to what Trump is asking for, this is the way he's going to legislate moving forward. He's going to hold something hostage and try to push through a really unpopular piece of legislation that has nothing to do with a larger part of legislation.
Well, he doesn't really know what he's legislating. They point him in a direction and they say, create some havoc and go out there and cause chaos. And that's what he thrives on. Well, we don't need that. And I really appreciate you calling in, Tony. Couldn't be, and I'm so happy to be back with you. Brad from Robbinsdale, you are on.
Yes. First of all, I wanted to point out that the most recent deal that is being promoted by Pelosi and the Democrats only keeps the government open until, I guess, first week of February.
So February 8th. Yeah, February 8th. Right.
But I was going to suggest here, I've got an idea. If Trump is really serious about his wall, then he should adopt the strategy that every toddler does when he's out shopping with mom. Just hold his breath until the wall is built.
Well, I would like to see him hold his breath And I don't know about until the wall is built. Just hold his breath. But it's interesting because yesterday's discovery was that he's now using Photoshop to make himself look more presentable. So holding his breath, maybe he would explode. I don't know. But certainly, if you saw television last night, they elongate his fingers because he has tiny hands, and you know what that means. And they also are cutting down on his weight. It's unbelievable. The ego of the man is so into himself and so narcissistic that there's nothing else in his life. Yes, I think probably the Democrats are going to make an offer tomorrow of 5.7 or maybe even more than 5.7, because they will put it not toward the wall, but toward border security, and that's what we need. And I want to thank you very much for calling in. And now we have Rick calling in from Maple Grove, again, 952-946-6205. And Rick, go ahead.
Alan, I wanted to congratulate you on your wonderful letter to the editor the other day regarding Kirsten Gillibrand.
Oh, thank you very much. I really feel about that one. I feel very, very deeply that what she did to Al Franken was unpardonable. And
I agree with that 100%. And I did see her interviewed, maybe you did too, some months ago on 60 Minutes, shortly after she did Al Franken in. And I think she's a dangerous sociopath.
Well,
based on her comments on, she has a very, very overinflated sense of self-righteousness that's scary.
Well, what's scary about her to me is the fact that every position that she has held in the past, she suddenly says, I've grown up and I don't hold that position anymore. But she never gave Franken even the opportunity to defend himself. She forced him off, and I really, really will not forgive or forget that. And of course, when it comes to voting in the primary, there are a lot of people who might get my vote, but that's one that won't. And I was really pleased with the Star Tribune in the position they gave me in that article. The funny thing is I had one in the Pioneer Press the same day, and that to me is unique. In my curmudgeon,
I saw that one too.
In my curmudgeon days, that just doesn't happen. But
I think you did a great service by getting her record, her voting record, out there. People need to know that she's a political chameleon.
And we will keep her record out there if and when she rises above the borderline, which is. Or whatever you call that line, and I don't think she will. There are some wonderful, wonderful candidates who the Democrats are going to put forward, but she's not going to be one of them. We've got to go to another break right now. So, Carla, I'll ask you please to hang in there. Rick, so much thanks for calling in. Nice to be back with you. Carla will be with you in a couple of minutes, and patronize our sponsors.
What kind of a jackass would let an animal pick their insurance? Did you really think a lizard could save you money on car insurance? Would you let a duck pick your health policy? Insurance can be a zoo, but this is ridiculous. What you really need is an insurance agent that isn't looking out for the insurance companies. You need Cheryl at Array, an independent agent with 30 years experience looking for the best rate possible. Quit monkeying around and call 763-504-3067. That's 763-504-3067 for Cheryl at Array, representing you, not the insurance companies.
I'm Connie Buehr, co-host of Awakened Living Infusion radio show. Join Michelle Kitzmiller and I as we focus on all aspects of health, wellness, spirituality, and growth from a mind, body, spirit, emotion perspective. Join us next Saturday for a lively discussion on change. Some people love it, others don't. Where are you at with it? Let us help you move through change in a new way. Join us for the Awakened Living Infusion radio show, Saturdays at 10 a.m. Let us share with you ways to infuse vitality into life.
Yay, you survived the holidays. Now what about cleaning up that holiday mess? My friends, it's time you learn my holiday hangover secret. It's Zero Res. Fortunately for you, right now is the best time of the year to call Zero Res. Get three rooms clean starting at just $119. And this month only, get a hallway clean for free with their three-room special. Call 952-ZERO-RES or book online anytime at ZeroResMinnesota.com. Spell it backward or forward. It spells the same. Zero Res.
Hi, this is Laura, and I want to tell you about my family's favorite thing. It's our wood stove. We bought it about 14 years ago from Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces. And see, the wood stove has actually paid for itself because we can keep the main area that we live in toasty warm with this great moist heat. But more important than saving money, it has actually improved our lives. Having a fire simplifies life. It provides comfort. It sort of takes the chill out of winter.
I'm Peter Solak. In 1977, I started Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, and I experienced the simple joy of warming myself by a fire. I also realized that the place and the way we embrace fire has evolved in a diversity of forms and styles. So at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, we have brought together the widest selection of our fireplace products and technical knowledge in the Twin Cities. Our mission is to use our knowledge to help you choose the design and function that is right for you and your home.
Visit Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces today and find the right fire for you.
Hello, humans. This is me, Ellie Krug, with Ellie 2.0 Radio on Monday mornings from 7 to 8 a.m. Our show this week is about idealists who unify. I'll talk about Larry Itlion, who helped unify California's Filipino farm workers in the mid-1960s with Cesar Chavez's Latino farm workers. The big interview will be with Brad Hart, the idealistic mayor of Cedar Rapids, Iowa. LE 2.0 Radio, engaging and real on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. On the road again.
Just can't wait. It's my man Willie, and Brett remembered that he's one of my favorites.
Oh, got it. Can never go wrong with Willie Nelson, can you?
And he's still going strong, and that's a man after my own heart, a man of my own age group. So there's not too many of us left. But Carla has been waiting very patiently, and we're going to get her on the air now, calling in from Newport. This is Alan Miller. I'm sitting in for Matt today, 952-946-6205. Keep those calls coming in. I really thrive on the give and take that we have with you. And Carla, welcome.
Hello, Alan. It's good to have you back.
Thank you so much.
I have a different perspective on what is happening with the wall, if I may.
Absolutely.
That. I grew up in post-World War II Germany, and as a child and throughout all of my school years, we were taught to be everlastingly vigilant about all of our politicians. So since I've lived in the States, which is quite a few years, I have done that, and I clearly, that said, I clearly remember a statement Steve Bannon made at the beginning of the Trump presidency, that their aim was to dismantle the regulatory state, and I've never forgotten that. And I'm also looking at what Trump has said recently about the government shutdown, that it could go on for months and for years. So my thoughts are that this is how they're going to dismantle the regulatory state. And by emphasizing the wall, which appeals to the racist and bigoted Trump base, he can continue doing this, and nobody seems to suspect what's really going on.
You know, I think a lot of people do suspect what's going on, and more than suspect. I think that we know Trump by now, and we know him well. And we know that whatever comes out of his mouth, we cannot believe. If he told me it was snowing out, and I was outside in the snow, I wouldn't believe it simply because it came out of Trump's mouth.
Yes, and it may be so that quite a few people do understand or do suspect that this is what's going on. But instead of always emphasizing the wall and immigration issues, we should talk about this more, about what might be really going on, that they're really trying to dismantle our government.
And they're doing something else, Carla, also. What they're doing by emphasizing the wall is deflecting attention. You haven't heard the name Mueller very much lately. And you haven't heard the word Russia very much lately. And the fact of the matter is that more and more, as it comes out, indicates that Trump is not only in the pocket of Putin, but he is beholden to Putin, probably for everything, including this presidency and the way it was stolen, so that they are great at deflection. They don't want our democracy as we know it. You look at the people, and you mentioned Steve Bannon, who Trump has surrounded himself with, the ones that are in jail, the ones that are not in jail, the ones that are going to jail, the ones that are going to be brought up on charges, one after another of really ultra wealthy people who are not interested in democracy. They're interested in autocracy. They're interested in kleptocracy. They're interested in plutocracy, but they're not interested in democracy. And that's what has gotten us to this point, and that's what's going to keep us at this point.
Yes, I agree, but you missed one, fascism.
Well, yeah, I certainly did. And fascism is a very big one, because everything that Trump does smells of fascism. And I think that the people who are surrounding him, the immediates, also are very comfortable with that. And yeah, yes. we have the examples. Yeah,
this is very troublesome, very worrisome for me, and should be to everyone, and I'm sure it is. So I just wanted to give you my thoughts on it. Thank you so much for being on the air again.
No, thank you for calling in. And it's people like you who call in that keep me on the air. That's what those big bucks are for. 952-946-6205. Alan Miller here. Brett at the controls. And we're ready for another call. So wherever you are, pick up that phone and call AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, and we're ready to do battle. This is the new, energized Alan Miller, rebuilt, reconstituted, and ready to do battle. So let's 952-946-6205. Let's get those calls coming in. Well, one of the things we haven't talked about, and it's sort of peripheral to us, is the fact that the LA teacher strike was settled yesterday. And one of the reasons that it was settled is a word that makes Trump get apoplectic. It's called union. And the fact of the matter is that the teachers union held fast. They were out for a week in LA, a half a million students out in support of their teachers, I might add. And the fact is that they have gotten, well, they got a very minimal raise, and it's probably the first one they've had in a decade, but they got more of what they were looking for, smaller class sizes and some supplies and needed supplies. And, you know, when I talk about supplies, think about the fact that the spokesman for the FBI yesterday said that all of our investigations are threatened and grinding to a halt because the FBI is running out of funds in day 33 of this abortive shutdown that should have never happened. The FBI can't, they're cannibalizing cars. They can't serve subpoenas. They don't have money for gas. This is the same FBI, of course, that was denigrated by Trump, but then all our intelligence agencies were denigrated by Trump, and all our institutions, one after another, have been denigrated by Trump because he looks in the wall, in the mirror, and the only thing he sees is his image, which he loves. Because when I look in that same mirror, I see a gargantuan fraud, and it's called Donald Trump. 952-946-6205. Let's get some more calls coming in. Another thing I want to talk about, really, how do you feel when you see pictures of what's going on in D.C. and you see lines of people lining up for food? A chef, Jose Andreas, who goes to areas which are in crisis. He went to Puerto Rico. He went to California after the fires. And he sets up these free kitchens to feed people. How do you feel as an American thinking that the whole rest of the world is looking at the food lines here? It looks like the 1920s America, where people were on the bread line. And doesn't that make you sad? Doesn't it make you upset? Doesn't it make you realize what a fraud we have that's running this country? It certainly does me. And I can't imagine that we have come to the state where there are people who will accept this, who are willing to accept people forced to food lines for a government shutdown which should never, never have happened. And we have Danny calling in from Coon Rapids, and it's a pleasure to get another call. And Danny, you are... Randy, I'm sorry. I thought Randy. It was Danny. The eyes are still pretty good, but in any event...
I guess I got a little bit different viewpoint than you have. I know you're thinking pretty doom and gloom. On the other hand, it amazes me that you guys on the left are thinking what you're thinking. I happen to think Donald Trump is one of the greatest presidents we've ever had. I love what he's doing. I'm just excited to see what's going to happen next.
You're entitled to your opinion, and the interesting thing
right now.
Thing, Randy, is not only are you entitled to your opinion, but you can express it here on AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. Now, if I wanted to express some of my opinions on some of the talk shows or on Fox News, they wouldn't let me on the air because they monitor all their calls. But we certainly have room for everybody's opinion, and you're entitled to like Trump. And I hope that, you'll come to your senses before he completely destroys the country. But in any event, I'm glad you're listening to us, and I'm glad you call in, and probably we could have a beer together and enjoy things very much, and I appreciate that very much. Now we have Jeff calling in from Minneapolis who wants to respond to Randy, and Jeff, you're on the air.
Yeah, Randy from Coon Rapids is just a face of Trump's America, a face of ignorance, and can't get their facts other than what they hear on Fox News. And again, I've said this numerous times, Randy needs to become a critical thinker and look at what's happening to this country. We're a divided nation, and until people recognize Trump for what he is, a dictator who's here to spew nothing but hatred and bitterness and deceit, it's just going to be a divided nation.
And destroy our democracy.
I think it's great that you give Randy airtime, because all it does is fire up the progressive, yay, such as myself, to make sure that when 2020 comes around, we vote a lot of these other Trumpsters out of office.
Well,
certainly great to have you back, Alan.
We certainly hope so, and thanks for the good words, and I appreciate it. And the fact of the matter is that we still have a place for the Randys of the world to call in, and we can take them on, and we can discuss with them, and we can discuss civilly. Greg calling in from St. Louis Park. Greg, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Chip? Yes, sir, I'm on the air. I'm just driving along here. I just got some gas. And I was thinking, I'm from New York, so everybody from New York knows this guy.
So am I. I'm from New York also.
We didn't vote for him.
And,
I'm sorry?
I say I'm from New York originally also, and I go back with Trump to the Central Park Five young men that he would have had executed who were found innocent years later of a vicious rape in Central Park. And, he has been a fraud since then, and he is a fraud to this day.
Yeah, and if you look at this guy, I mean, he's got ties with the Muhammadites, so I could say Guido's. But, you know, he's got ties with cement companies. He's got ties with the mafia in New York. People know it. You don't do business there like that if you don't. But my suggestion is this. Anytime you have a Trump property, whether it's a hotel, no matter where it is, you pick it, you bring signs, you just surround this guy with bad news.
Or you wait for it to go bankrupt. We're coming up on a break. Greg, can you wait with us through a break?
Sure. Okay. I'd be happy to talk. I'm just driving along here.
We'll be back in a couple minutes. I hope you're driving hands-free, by the way.
Just on a highway, cruising along, watching Mother Nature do her thing.
Okay. We'll be back in a few seconds.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my...
Hi, I'm Dr. Scott Chambaud from Chambaud Family Dentistry. We're the fear-free, get-you-out-of-pain-now dental office. We always offer a free exam and x-rays for new patients because we believe you shouldn't have to pay to find out what's wrong with your teeth. Call today. We're open early and late and Saturdays to fit your schedule. As my daughter Rachel says,
if you don't see my dad, please see another dentist. Take care of your teeth because they're the only ones you get. Call 1-800-FIX-MY-TEETH or visit fixmyteeth.us.
Hello, fellow AM950 listeners. This is Jaja from Nightingale at 26 in Lindale. Come experience our delicious signature dishes and exciting rotation of inventive seasonal fare for my wife and chef, Carrie, and her team. Nightingale is the perfect place to gather for any occasion with our extensive wine, beer, and cocktail selection, along with our dedication to great service. We offer a full menu every day from 4 to 1 a.m., two award-winning daily happy hours, and weekend brunch at 10. More at nightingalempls.com.
With all the convenient big box stores that sell appliances, why do so many Minnesotans choose Warner Stellion? Check online to learn that Warner Stellion is a Minnesota family-owned business for over 60 years. Warner Stellion sells more brands than anyone else, and our passionate specialists are committed to impressing you so much that you'll refer us to everyone you know. That's our mission here at Warner Stellion. Ask around, check us out online, and when it's your time to buy appliances, join over 300,000 Minnesota homeowners and choose the specialists, Warner Stellion.
I'm Candy Broffel, publisher of the Twin Cities edition of Natural Awakenings magazine and host of Green Tea Conversations, a new show for people who are on a journey to take responsibility for their health and play a more active role in their family's well-being. Join me every Sunday at 10 a.m. as I interview local experts who share the latest in natural holistic approaches in a fun and informative way. So grab a cup of tea and join the conversation as we awaken to natural health. Visit us at naturaltwincities.com.
Tap Taste and Treasure at Vinaigrette, where we have some warm seasonal recipes all ready to create dynamite meals. Our fig balsamic vinegar pairs perfectly with roasted Brussels sprouts or baked brie. And sweet potatoes are always a winner, but never more than when they're roasted with a drizzle of vinaigrette cinnamon or orange-fused extra virgin olive oil on top. Come in today for more custom-crafted food and cocktail recipes at Vinaigrette, 50th and Xerxes in Minneapolis and 287 Water Street in downtown Excelsior. Online at vinaigrettemn.com.
Rudy Luther Toyota has a great selection of new vehicles, but Rudy Luther is also one of the largest volume Toyota certified used vehicle dealers in the country. They have better prices than many non-certified dealers, and they offer a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty, feature incredibly low interest rates, and all their vehicles go through a comprehensive inspection and reconditioning process. And right now, they're paying top dollar for your trade-in, even if you don't buy from them. Rudy Luther Toyota, the southeast corner of 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
And we're back again. Alan Miller on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. And I appreciate that Greg has waded through the commercial break. He's in his car. He's driving hands-free, relying on his Bluetooth, being a good Minnesotan, and protesting Donald Trump. And couldn't be happier to have somebody like you calling and talking about Trump's history, which has stayed the same. He has always been the same, really, really scurrilous Donald Trump.
Yeah, you know what's funny is that I only put one bumper sticker in my car in my life, and it was Bernie Sanders. And there's two guys from New York. One's on the dark side, and the other one's on the light side, it seems. But I think I think Democrats have to get, well, New Yorkers, they talk, whether it's positive or negative. You get a response from them. In Minnesota, it's not so much. But I think we got to start talking to people. We could be town criers. We can get little, you know, little amphitheaters where they have, you know, music playing or something in the outdoors. Get together and speak your mind. Talk to somebody that looks different than you. Tell them that we're in a battle. We got the big army, but we don't use it.
I couldn't agree with you more, Greg, because the fact of the matter is, when Trump surfaced several years ago, who thought that he would be where he is today? And the fact of the matter is, we have to do in 2020 what we did in 2018, which was turn one house around. Overwhelmingly, we've got to turn the Senate around, and we have got to get ourselves a president, and we certainly have a lot of good choices to pick from, which we have been...
No, one of the reasons that attracted me to Bernie. If I'm taking up too much of your time, you can just dump me. That's fine.
Not at all. I was a Bernie supporter also. And I still am a Bernie supporter. Are you there? Did we lose you, Greg?
Yeah, I think we just lost him. That sounded like he was running into a dead spot there with his cell phone.
I'm sorry that we lost you. We still have about 8 minutes left, maybe six. 952-946-6205. I want to tell you that I really, really appreciate the fact that so many of you have called in. And more than that, that you recognize that I haven't been around for a few months. Thank you, Mayo Clinic, once again. A wonderful place. If you ever have anything more serious than an ingrown toenail, head down to the Mayo, and they take such wonderful care of you. They are just marvelous, marvelous medical experts in so many fields. There's a reason why the Mayo Clinic is picked as the number one medical facility in the country. And that's because they can take an old curmudgeon like me and turn him inside out, put in some new parts, reconstitute him, and turn him loose on you once again. 952-946-6205 in the few minutes that we have left. Brett, what do you want to add to all of this?
I appreciate all the calls as well. It's great to have you back on the airwaves. We've got to bring you back more often, don't we? It's fun to bring you on.
We have to move the station closer to Egan, that's all.
It's that 494 commute.
Well, we got somebody else calling in right now, I think. So maybe we have one more before we have to go off the air. And yes, it is wonderful to be back. And it really is a lot of fun. And just to be able to talk to you and hear you, your informed opinions, That's very important to me. Ted is calling in from Fridley, and he wants to talk about Trump. Why not? Ted, you're on the air.
Yeah, I have a suggestion regarding the shutdown, regarding shutdowns in general. Let's call Congress and tell them, ask them to propose a law that fines the president and every member of Congress and the Senate 1/365th of their net worth, given that it's positive, for every day that a shutdown persists.
Well, fining is a thought, but I don't think it's constitutional, frankly. But certainly not Congress.
What would make it unconstitutional?
I don't think, well, number one, you're trying to get Congress to pass a law that would make them responsible. Not going to happen.
I mean, I think the public might support such a law.
The public might, but we still have to get over constitutional barriers. We still have to live within the Constitution, notwithstanding the fact that Trump does not live within the Constitution. Pardon?
How would it be unconstitutional?
I'm not sure that you could fine yourself for not doing your duty. And how do you determine you're not doing your duty? Mitch McConnell has turned the Senate inside out. He has blocked judges. He has allowed right-wing judges to be appointed thanks to Trump and Mitch. But is it unconstitutional?
The circumstance I'm proposing for this fine is merely that we have a government shutdown.
I think there should never be a government shutdown. I think in that respect, I think that probably something could be done. And I don't claim to be a constitutional lawyer by any means, but I think that it's not only humiliating and embarrassing, not only to us, but to the world, but what these people are being put through. You know, they talk about 800,000 people being out of work, but it's not 800,000 people. It's the families of those 800,000 people. It's all the subcontractors who do business with the government. It's all the tentacles that reach out and that are affected by this shutdown, which is criminal. And I say that criminal advisedly. I think that to make the wall the focus of the shutdown is something in and of itself. If that doesn't turn people like Randy away from Trump, then, you know, I guess there are some people who will never be turned away from Trump. But
well, the lady who called earlier had a really good point. I think you can't have democracy without regulation. Government regulation is one of the expressions of democracy.
Absolutely. And there are certain things that, you know, food, for instance, if we didn't have food inspections, and we've had so many outbreaks of various problems with food lately, that's just one area. Regulations in terms of laws to control us, the agencies. How about education? We haven't talked about Betsy DeVos, who wants to take public education, turn it on its head, and have us go into charter schools. Well, that's great for people with money, and it will keep America white. We don't want to keep America white. That's the idea of America, is that immigrants should come here and prosper and make us all a better country. And you're right on, Ted. And I will do some research and see what the constitutionality is of your suggestion. But I thank you so much for calling in, and really appreciate it. Not only your call, but everybody who has called in today. We only have a few seconds again, so let me say thanks to all of you who called in. Let me say thanks to Brett, who keeps me on the straight and narrow. Let me say thanks to Willie Nelson, who helps me keep my sanity. And most of all, let me say thanks to the Mayo Clinic for putting me together once again and enabling me to come and join with you and so many of you who called in today. To AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Thank the people from AM 950. Patronize all of our sponsors, because that's what keeps us on the air and able to talk to you. And we really, really appreciate it. Thank you so much, and I hope to see you again soon.